Okay, now here's a little confession for the world. Oh, I'll let them finish it.
Okay.
I go ahead and retest your alarm point. That's good. Because I forgot to turn the recorder on after break again. So so I'm gonna just say a couple things because we need to review it and we're gonna switch people on this. Okay. So I want you to have this on there anyway. So for the brain balance, very very first thing, you want to find out which hemisphere is out of balance. So you hum and muscle test, and that tests the creative side of the brain, the what's known as the right side of the brain. And you'll have them count while you muscle test, and that'll tell you what's going on with the left side, the analytical side of the brain. So the deal is if one side or the other, all this is doing is it's getting us narrowed down. So it's either left side or right side of the brain, and then we'll test the alarm point. Remember, the humming brain, if it's out there, you test the midline alarm points held lightly. If it's counting, you test the bilateral, the lung, liver, gallbladder, large intestine, spleen, kidney. You test those guys holding lightly. And so, because they're for the left brain. All right? So the humming and counting, you find out which hemisphere, and then once you've got the hemisphere, test the alarm points related to that. Once you have the alarm point, go to your chart there, look at the meridian that's out of balance, test the limiting emotional words first. If you, for some reason, do not find a limiting emotion that has stress on it, then test the positive emotions, and then the emotion becomes wanting to feel more of whatever that positive is. Once you've identified the emotion, then go back to the alarm point. Test it, show the person that it's stressed, that it's weak, okay? And by the way, I do this for you as well as for them because we're so used to looking for weak muscle means we're in the right place,
right?
Okay? You've got to change your mind around a little bit, but I want them to know, you know, we found the alarm point that has stress, we found the emotion that has stress, and what we want to do is find the affirmation that makes it strong. So you hold the alarm point again, show them that it's weak, and say, okay, we're going to find out what affirmation makes us stronger. So you actually tell them, and you're telling yourself what we're doing, okay? Then you read the affirmations and test again. Remember, if it tests weak, that's not the one. Didn't make it stronger. So you find the one that makes it stronger, and that's the affirmation. You've got the homework sheet, so as you found the emotion, you write it on that first line in there. When you find the affirmation, write it on the second line, and your statement then becomes, in spite of feeling, limiting emotion, I, whatever the affirmation is, or it becomes, in spite of wanting to feel more of the positive emotion, I, and then you fill in the affirmation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you have done that with eye rotations and ESR and the whole thing, 6 or 8 or 10 times, go back, test the alarm point. Here, by the way, I want you in your own mind and in the person's mind to know what you're really doing is we're not really checking to see if it cleared it because you know, I know, you want to know it cleared it. You're just going to show that it is clear. So let's go back and test that alarm point again. I want to show that it's clear. Or we'll just, you know, verify that it's clear or whatever you want to say. But I want you to know you're just proving that it's clear. It's clear, you let go, you have them hum or count again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a hummer that was out,
what
you just did. If you had a hummer that went out, you'd clear that, you'd check the alarm point again, you'd have them hum again. Usually that will test strong. Usually there's not two on the same side of the brain at a time. Usually you go back and then you have them count. And then you just repeat that process. And you do that until both humming and counting are strong. In other words, you say, okay, hum again, count by 10s, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, if they're both strong, you're done. So sometimes it's one layer, sometimes it's 12 layers. Okay? So I had you stop today because you guys have a bunch of layers. You've got plenty to work with, but I want you to get the other side.
Yeah, quick question. Okay, so after you've gotten your limiting emotion and you've got your weakness on that, then you're going to hold. You're going to take the positive statements that hold the alarm point and wait until for it to test strong?
Yeah, you hold the alarm point, show that it's weak. See, this is our alarm point. That's where the stress is. Let's find the affirmation that makes this stronger.
Okay.
Because again, I want everybody logically to be saying affirmations will make us stronger. Let's don't get confused with why is that making me weak if it's the right one. You know, we know why. We could play the whole game. You know, but the point is, let's play it another way. Okay.
Got it.
So let's run through that again with the other person. And just get two layers. I know the other person sort of cheated right at the moment, but that's okay. We can fill in the blank.
I won't feel cheated.
Yeah.
You wait a little bit while more layers come up.
No, but get another goal. So why don't you guys each choose another goal? And get another layer. I mean, get a, you know, for another goal. Yeah, just write it on the back of the page there. Good. No. Your chest, that's exactly what we want to be.
My left arm?
Yeah, your left arm. See, it's her right hand we want to be using. Yeah. I know, when you switch sides.
Are you left-handed?
No.
Always. Why are you
looking
at it? No, I just always thought
you know why?
Because I'm lying down.
So you're laying down? No.
On the wall, and you're next to me on the wall.
No, I wouldn't. I still always test your right arm. Just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Trust
me,
it's a pro. Trust me, I'm in a rut. I know the rut I'm in.
Good choices, yes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, not quite, the 15th, the fifth half day.
I'm like, oh, yes, that's it.
A couple of layers, that's it, huh? Yeah. It's all right, that works.
The priority mode when it pulls this one up on us.
Yeah, now that's true. That's interesting, because it wouldn't have been a thing for whatever the goal is. There's something else that would have had a little more juice, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll always get something out of it, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's well. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah, no, we're doing a lot. So. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not the number of layers that's important. It's getting the right layers. You know, whichever ones they are. So. Yeah, yeah. It could be a quilt or a sheet, you know. But yeah, 10 sheets or one quilt, it doesn't matter. Okay, and then we'll come back together over here, and then they'll finish up. So that's good. Because we stopped you, there may then be one or a dozen on the left side, so we don't know. So yeah, you definitely can continue that process on your own.
Yeah. Well, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty amazing.
The other thing that I talked about with these guys, but not with you guys, because you were finishing up, you notice on the bottom there's the homework section down there, okay? I mean, I do these things. I mean, I'm a fan of homework for several reasons. Number one, having homework keeps the person involved in their own process of healing, clearing, and all of that for a period of time. So it keeps them connected to it. It also tells you a whole lot. There are some people who refuse to do homework, and there are some people who just won't leave without homework because they really need the daily reminders and all of that. And usually, by the way, people who don't do homework will notice that they didn't do it. It's not like, well, you should have done it or whatever. You know, they come back again. that's fine to have another chance, you know, there's no judgment, but the homework helps, because it also, what we're doing is we're undoing patterns, habits, and so to change a habit, to replace it with a good habit, you need to have that good habit be around for long enough to find a way in. So you can easily test for homework. You notice it says blank times a day for blank days or weeks, okay? So very, very simply, the way that works is, I always make the statement, I kind of like to keep everything logical for the client as if they didn't know anything at all, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I could just say, I assume we're going to do homework, but the truth of the matter is, I'm going to prove to them we need to do homework. I'm muscle testing for everything else, and I already know we are, so yeah, maybe it's my intention. Somebody could get away without it, but I don't let them out of it. So it's appropriate to do homework with this. You test it. It'll be strong. It'll say yes. Great. So work with these statements once a day. Strong means yes. Twice a day. Strong means yes. Three times a day. No. Ah, twice a day. Strong means yes. Got it? So it's going, resonates, resonates, doesn't resonate. Okay? Great. So do these statements twice a day. Let's do them for 1 week. Strong is yes. 2 weeks. Week is no. Okay, so 10 days, yeah. 11 days, yeah. 12 days, no. Okay, 11 days. So twice a day for 11 days. So now you have their prescription. Okay? And it says right on the bottom of the sheet there how to do it that reminds them, you know, ring finger to thumb, two fingers on your forehead, do your eye rotations, all that kind of stuff. You might need to remind them they can do eye rotations on their own. You just did them with them today to give them the idea of the pace of it, and you want them to really look wide, and you want them to notice that they're skipping spots to make sure they cover them and stuff like that. So give them a little education, and then they can go for it, okay? So any questions on that?
You start with the first part of it is confirming homework.
Yeah.
And then into...
how many times a day?
Frequency is per day, and then number of days.
Number of days or weeks. Yeah, I start with weeks because usually it's 7 to 10 days. If I were just going to do a generic homework assignment, I'd say, great, do this twice a day for 7 to 10 days. And you know, get in the habit of muscle testing because sometimes it'll surprise you. Okay? So any other questions on that? Yeah, Nui.
I have a question. Like, some of them, when you were doing the affirmations, my eyes were just, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
And then some of them, it was, like, it was almost effortless.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why were some, like, really hard and some were, like...
Because both were, obviously, were stressed because
right.
they needed it because they came up and all of that. But sometimes they're just different reactions. I mean, yeah, great, I got two thorns. This one's barbed. You know, so I don't know, and it doesn't matter. It's just
okay.
to notice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I kept having to close my eyes because I'm like,
yeah,
they're winging
yeah.
out. Okay, hold on.
When you were doing your eye rotation?
Yeah. Like there was some that I had to close my eyes because it was like.
Yeah, it's a stretch. It's a lot sometimes because we're really challenging our cherished beliefs. We're challenging our ingrained habit patterns. So that's great. It's good to be understanding.
Does it matter if our eyes are closed or open?
Yeah, it does, actually. And so thanks for bringing that up. On some processes, I deliberately have people do some with eyes closed as well. The way I look at it is this, and it's all a metaphor, so you can play with it. Pretty much do it with the eyes open. Because then what happens is with the eyes open, people are expecting to be looking at something, which actually gets them to engage the part of their brain that would be receiving that information. Remember the eye rotations. Every eye position accesses a different part of the brain, okay? So we're really using the eyes as a way to access any stressed areas of the brain. So eyes open is the primary way of doing it. When you do it with eyes closed, so sometimes I would do it a couple of rounds with eyes open and then close your eyes and do it, you know, rotating your eyes inside. You just tell them, just keep rotating your eyes inside. It becomes a more internal process. And there actually is a little different relationship to the areas of the brain that you access because when we're looking with our eyes closed, it's different. So I tend to see it as more personal, more internal, getting the inside, as it were. So experiment on your own and see what you notice. Because that's the best way to get a gauge of the possible responses. Again, there are a couple of processes where I deliberately have you do them with the eyes closed. You know, eyes open first, then eyes closed. Just keep doing it and do another round. So eyes open mostly and closed if you want to try it. And mostly try it on yourself and see what you notice. And
yeah,
then
this week there were times that it just felt like my eyes should be closed. So.
Yeah, then you do it that way, yeah. Yeah, and I like to make sure to do it eyes open anyway, but you can add eyes closed. But you know, if you're doing your own and you just feel like I just want them all closed, then do it all closed. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it'll work, and it's just being aware. Jody said something earlier. I'm gonna come back because I talk about awareness. That when she was setting her goal, she actually could just when she got it, she just felt this visceral response in her
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to muscle test. Okay, great. That's what's going on all the time.
Mm.
So I'm reminding you guys, the muscle testing just gives us something that we can outwardly identify to help us get in touch with what we already feel inside but aren't
mm-hmm.
aware of.
Because
mm-hmm. we've decreased our sensitivity. We've increased our layers of anesthetizing ourselves to the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with the muscle testing with awareness, we actually get two messages. Number one, yeah, I knew that anyway. Good. Let's affirm that knowing and maybe we'll let come up. And two, it's safe to know that because there's something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you combine awareness with a process which reduces the stress, it becomes less scary to notice things which are stressful. See, a lot of our life, we end up, you know, hey, I'm scared and I don't know what to do about it. I don't want to go there.
Right.
I'm scared. I know what to do about it. Good. Let me get it out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't have to go through this again. So. Okay.
Yeah,
any other questions
good.
About that, about brain balance, about any of these pieces we played with here? Nice job. You see why I like this one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think it's really a good one. And I like to, again, if you actually do redo the form, you could change the form yourself. But I like to write the goal at the top of the form and put the date on it. Okay? And that way, every time I or the person picks up their piece of paper, they know, number one, how long they've done it. But they know, number two, what they're working on. It reminds them of the goal, of the focus, and what this pattern was designed to clear up or clean up. Okay? Good.
You know, when you were before we started doing this, and you were actually describing what the experience is when the brain decides to bring
mm-hmm.
it up. I mean, I just felt like saying, like, do you live in my skin?
Yeah.
I mean, you were like, I mean, you know, it's just like, and we all have that, but the
yeah.
description of it is just so acute in terms of that exact, like, overwhelm, and then the the
compulsive,
trying to fix it, and then losing the whole sense of what the heck was I even starting to do, and.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, that in itself was really
So, by the way, there's another clue for awareness. See, everything that we're doing can be taken out of context. I'm giving it to you in the context of a balancing, you know, a whole overall balancing procedure. Everything can be done out of context. So if you have that experience, as soon as you get it together enough to figure it out or remember it, you go over, you pick up the brain balance, you do a brain balance on yourself. You remember what I told you? You know, if you walk into a room and the lights are, you know, the fluorescents are on, and you start to feel spacey, or you just walk in a room, and you start to feel spacey, right away, you do the switching points when nobody's looking, of course, because you recognize, whoa, you know, if you walk into a room and you forget what you came in for, why am I in it? You do your switching points. So you just start to notice there are certain phenomena that represent an imbalance, and I just soon do something right now. So you don't have to muscle test, don't have to do anything. No, brain balance, you do have to figure out which one, but you understand what I'm saying, okay? So you're going to get lots of little tools that you can just apply quickly. And after a while, what happens is when you've done this enough, you actually neurologically, I'll say, but emotionally and mentally know the process, know the procedure. So you notice a condition that's going, whoops, that's starting up again, whatever that is, it'll actually begin to correct itself because, you know, you jump right into, I know what this is like. You move from the mess to the clear, and there's
mm-hmm.
a process that gets you there. I sort of understand that, and you just find yourself moving from the mess to the clear. And that's what you want. You see, that's where we really do, Janet, become self-correcting for anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not until after we actually have enough experiences that we know, not conceptually, but that we know experientially, that there's a road from here to here. And shoot, I'll just skip the process because I don't remember what it is, but I'll just be there, okay?
Right. Okay.
Or I'll skip the process because I don't have time to do it, or I'm in the middle of public or whatever it is, and I'll just be there. But it's not an airy fairy, you know, wishful thinking or, you know, affirming myself there. It actually comes from the experience of I walked this road so many times, I know it always ends up in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are extra pieces. Okay. Unfortunately it got bent up in the bottom of my bag. I'm so sad about ironing.
It's in the bottom of your bag.
This little guy.
A lot of bees.
You know what? I think there's a picture of this in the back of the very last page of the big pile of stuff. This is something you can use instead of crisscrossing your fingers for eye rotations as a little thing for people to follow. And what this was actually designed because the X, the crisscross there, actually helps to integrate the left and right brain hemispheres.
It feels good looking at it.
Yeah, and it's in a circle, and it's a four-square balance and all of that. So it's a symbol which actually in and of itself is integrating of brain procedure. So using this, it gives a focal point that's real clear, unambiguous, okay? And also the symbol itself actually helps to create balance. So that's something you don't need it, you're not dependent upon it. And you're not going to use it for yourself. When you do your own, you do your own. And when somebody does their own, they do their own. But in a session or when you're working with somebody else, you can always use this. And they have these little sleeves that are 3x5 size sleeves at Staples or Office Max or whatever, you know, and you can just slip one in there, and that keeps it from getting all dog-eared. But I think that I know there's a at the back of the thing. In fact, I keep saying that, but the very last page. Oh, second to last page, right there. There's four of them. Okay,
cool.
So just print them off, cut them up, and you know, you got them. All right.
Some mandala quality to
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
yeah.
I always liked that. It worked out really well. I didn't design that, but we used it for sure.
Have you ever heard of the Holliston keys, the meditation?
The which?
They're called Holliston.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
to synchronize the brain hemispheres. Yeah, there's music or there's yeah, and they play them loud and soft and left and right and little bounce. You know they run you back and forth, tune up your brain. Yeah, yeah. You need stereo headsets and they work really well. Yeah, they're good. And some they do actually with currents or sounds, not even music, but you know tones or humming or.
Frequency.
Yeah, yeah. Different nature sounds. Okay. I want something easy. So let me tell you about pretest. Let's go to concept for the moment here. Pretest. Did I had you write on there?
Mm-hmm.
Because I forgot about it until today.
And our goal and the emotion that we came up with before use the same format? Feeling or
inside of no. I'm sorry. Thanks for clarifying. All I want you to do on the top of that homework sheet is to write the goal on there so that the goal is just written out. So that's the focus for the balancing.
So
and this is the solution to that goal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you also have to come up with an emotion.
Oh, you got to muscle test yourself off the conscious subconscious body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you don't have to do anything with that emotion.
Okay,
that's right. That's not part of it. That's the process you're going to do no matter what other process you use to balance it out. For any time you sit down to do a balancing or stand up to do a balancing, you always set a goal and you always find the emotion.
But you don't necessarily
you don't have
follow
to do
up it. Or do anything.
No.
Okay.
At the end of the balancing, when the balancing is all over after you've done one thing or after you've done 10 things, you have the person or you say yourself, you say the goal again.
Mm-hmm.
It should test strong or at least stronger. And you say the emotion again, it should test strong. Okay? So that's just kind of verifying that it made a difference.
So that's more your brackets rather than a specific.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's a good way to say it, brackets. And that actually, thank you, you never know how perfect things are. until they work out. And that is that's a form of pretest. The goal and the emotion is a form of pretest. In other words, you pretest, you post-test. And you pretest, you don't do anything specific about that pretest other than do the balancing, okay? But at the end, you say, gosh, all the work we did changed your response to, you know, this stressful emotion. It's no longer as stressful, meaning more of your energy. That's a good way to say this, by the way. More of your energy is supporting you in going toward that goal now. You don't say, great, you have that goal, or that's all clear. It's just, great. That just means that more of your energy right now is ready to support you in having this goal. Okay? So that's a pretest, and then the pretest implies there's a post-test afterwards. Well, I like other kinds of pretests. And I haven't done it for a long time because I haven't been into... It's kind of a showy kind of a thing. Because it's a little like a magic show, you know, gosh, this was out, we didn't do a thing, but now look, it's all clear, you know, that kind of a thing. You know, you can buy two of these for $9.99. but the other value of pretest is this. Just like the goal helps bring up the energy in you that's blocking you from achieving that goal, okay? A pretest actually helps to bring up a wider range of limiting energy. It's like an expansion on how much we're stirring up. And so I use some very generic pretests which have what's the right word? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, that I can use as a metaphor. That's the word I want, metaphor. So, Betty, let me use you for a minute because you're always game for this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
So you're relating it to the emotions off the barometer, but more so.
Yeah, not even the emotions off the barometer. So do me a favor right now. I'm going to kind of test you sideways so everybody can see, okay? So hold right here. Mm-hmm. And stress and on again. It works. Okay. So I want you to kind of create another goal. I'm going to do a mini balance real quick. I'll do a little sleight of hand magic, but it'll show you what's going on. Okay. You got one?
Yes.
Okay. So what is it?
I create effortlessly.
Very good.
Okay. Anything? Good stuff, bad stuff?
I guess.
What
yeah.
you want, what
I
you don't
create,
want?
Beauty.
I effortlessly create.
Goodness, beauty, and wholeness. Okay.
Oh, right here. It's out of the Course in Miracles. She likes that. Okay. So I would say I effortlessly create goodness, beauty, and wholeness.
I effortlessly create goodness, beauty, and wholeness.
All right. So we have a little stress on that. Okay. By the way, I cheated. I forgot to tell you, sometimes I do this automatically. There's another finger mode that you can sometimes use here. This particular point right here on the little finger side of your ring finger nail. Okay, so hook your thumb under there like that.
Mm-hmm.
That point right there, if you look on your chart, on the emotional chart, what you have is it's attitude, conflicts, and reversals. It's emotional 5.5. Okay? So on that point, if anything you say has any internal conflict, it'll show up on that point. So all I did was kind of up the ante because I'm pushing her right now. We're not developing a real goal. I'm just saying, let's see if we can find anything. So I just put this point in here, and it says some part of her has some conflict or some confusion about that goal. Okay? So that's a nice little extra finger mode, by the way.
Is that part of what you call it, pretest?
No, I just cheated. And
does
use
it amplify whether
yeah,
or not?
Yeah, it makes it much more obvious. It makes it much more obvious. If you say, oh, gosh, let me check that goal again. I tested, okay, put that finger mode in, say the goal again. It'll usually show up really obviously, okay? And if it's strong, even with this in here, find another goal, okay? but this helps to make it clearer. Now, we'll use this later on in some other processes as well, but this is a real good one. So I just snuck it in right there. Okay, So let's get the emotion, so conscious, subconscious, body, attunement, indifference, attunement, indifference, left side's fine, right side's not, so immobilized, numb, unfeeling, wanting to feel more appreciative, okay? So we've got her goal, we have her emotions. Now, before we jump into, gosh, what are we going to do to balance this, I'm going to check a few other things, because it's possible that she has some maybe limit in her vision of what it's like to create goodness, beauty, and wholeness effortlessly, okay? So one of the things that we learned in Touch for Health, I'll try and give you a pretest that we've played with before. So I'll have to do it with this arm here for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hold right here. So I want you to look at my fingers. Okay? And don't move your head, not just your eyes. Okay? So remember the visual stress test, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm pushing her beyond it. So right now, visuals are out. So I'd make a little note, visuals. Okay?
Without doing
I am not. I'm not going to do the
okay.
points. I'm just. Anything.
Okay.
So
let's look up, look down, look to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so what's happened is, no, I'm not going to fix it because this isn't the balancing. This is pretest. But it brings up another aspect, another part of her stress on the goal, which is she's having a hard time getting the vision, getting the picture, or holding the vision, holding the picture. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's also possible that relative to this goal, Betty doesn't always hear the things that are clearly presented to her, doesn't always receive the gifts that are given to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have you turn your head to the side, look all the way to your left, which has a little stress, look all the way to your right. This is auriculars, again, out of touch for health. So what I've done now, I'm not going to correct it by stretching the ears or doing any of that kind of stuff, but I've brought up another aspect energetically, because this has to do with receiving, and it has to do with integrating what we receive with the big picture. Might have something to do with creativity. Here, by the way, I'm playing, you see, and I'm telling you some of the internal process I could do if I really thought.
Mm-hmm.
On your finger mode chart, in the bottom left-hand corner, there's a list that I call pretest. It's in a little box. And that list represents some of the thousands of things you could do as pretest. Some of those you know, some of them you don't know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's another one that I really love. Let's see if I have what I need to do that. You haven't done it yet, but I'll teach it to you later. It's called fixation. Because it's possible, you see, that she might have some fixed ideas, fixed opinions, old habit patterns, old belief systems that interfere
no,
somehow with her effortlessly creating. And the way you test for fixations, hold your hand right there, is I want you to look at this nice black piece of paper. I hold it real close to her nose and notice that there's some stress on that. Okay? All right. So the deal is that I could choose a half a dozen pretests. Each one of these brings up another aspect of energy that might want to be cleared.
So
right.
I remember you doing one that's like sort of percent of the body's energy that's behind this goal. You'd go up like 10%,
yeah.
5%, same thing.
Yeah, so I could actually do, another pretest and say, okay, oh, I can do it with this hand, that's good. So, all right, so the percentage of Betty's energy that currently supports her in this goal is more than 50%. Nope, so it's more than 10%, more than 20%, more than 30%, more than 40%, more than 50%. No, more than 45%. No, 41%, 42%, 43%. So 42% of her energy is actually supporting her in that goal right now.
Oh.
Okay? So I now have four pretests. Now, I don't like that one as much, by the way. It's a good one to do in the right circumstance, but that's more subjective. The others, you notice, are just really more body doesn't work, okay? It's given me direct feedback. So you can see what of those things you might know, and I'll try and throw in some more as we go along, but pretests are really nice because, again, they bring up another aspect of the energy. Now, I'm going to do a real quick balancing, okay, for this goal. And by the way, this is my simple little alarm point balancing, and I lightly touch the alarm point. Why not? That's already up. So the governing meridian is out, and all I'm going to do is I'm going to tap on the end of the alarm point.
That's
or on
for over-energy?
Over-energy.
You're reducing over-energy.
Yeah. So what I can think of is this. lightly held, this is a whole other little balancing, but it's just simple balancing. You can do it any time. Lightly held points is over energy. If I tap on that alarm point, it's sort of like, give me a way to wake up, open up the floodgates, let some of that energy go where it needs to go. Okay?
But usually we don't do anything when we find...
No, I'm making a balancing out of this now.
Okay.
This is not... Don't confuse this with using the alarm points as a diagnostic. This right now, I'm actually creating a balancing out of it.
You're not going to go and do the under energy ones after?
No, no. Right now, I'm doing a real quick and dirty balance.
You could do it the other way then, too. Press deeply and
just rub
the lymphatic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the inverse of
yeah.
It. Okay.
So right now, I don't need a complicated balancing for her because she's easy. I mean, after all, 42% of her energy is already supporting her. I got lots to work with. All right. So central, long circulation, okay. Circulation. And by the way, if I was really nice to her, I'd say, oh yeah, it has to do with generosity, responsibility, and satisfaction. Thank you very much. And heart. And liver. So liver is about forgiveness and transformation. You see, I'm getting some emotions in. You got to get emotions on everything.
Yeah.
All right. So liver, gallbladder, stomach, spleen, kidney. Okay. Kidney, creativity, taking action, and being bold. We know these guys, huh? See, all these things, by the way, have to do with her goal, in case you didn't know. That's
okay.
Trust and support. That, yeah, you got it. Okay? So, that's good. So, large intestine, triple warm, small intestine, bladder. Okay. So, that's all I knew how to do. So, we go back and we now go back and we check. Let's see if that made any difference. So what I want you to do is I want you to set your goal. I'm putting this back in here. So
I effortlessly create beauty, goodness, and
wholeness. And that test strong. Okay? And the emotion was feeling... Show me the chart again.
It was...
Sorry about that. Unfeeling. Wanting to feel more appreciative. So
right.
The way I retest, by the way, is actually two tests. So I says feeling unfeeling, test, it's clear. Wanting to feel more appreciative, it's clear. Okay, so I test both parts of that. It'll always be clear, by the way. And if it's not, what if ever you went along, a little sidelight, you went along and came back, oh no, that's not clear. Good, a little stress release. And it'll clear. Okay, but it'll always be clear. Okay, so now the goal is better. The emotion is better. Let's go to my pre-test. So, percentage of Betty's energy currently supporting her in going for this goal. We have more than 50%. Yeah, more than 60, more than 70, more than 80, more than 90, so more than 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 88%. Well, that's not bad for a quick little made-up balancing. Okay?
I'll take it.
All right. So now, turn your head all the way to the left. A little farther left. Stretch it. Still clear. Look to the right. Good. And now head straight ahead and follow my bouncing fingers. Don't move your head. Visuals are clear. Okay. And then we come back and hold this wonderful, beautiful piece of paper. So fixations are clear. See, we didn't rub any points, do anything, pull any ears. We didn't shine light on our forehead. We didn't do anything that we would normally do to clear these pretests. But they cleared. See, that's the magic show part of it that's kind of fun. But the big deal about this is, thank you very much, it
thank
brings
you.
Up, like I say, the pretest itself brings up other aspects of this energy. It actually broadens the potential effectiveness of the balancing. That make sense?
Yeah, because all the emotions and all the points that we did.
Yeah, and I do explain the metaphor of it, you know, it's about, you know, let's check visual, okay, this has to do about having vision and all that kind of stuff. Oh, got it, okay. So you know, it gets the person involved on a mental level as well, but energetically it expands it.
So by tapping the points, that's basically how you strengthen the pretest weaknesses?
No. What I want to tell you is, see, I could have done a brain balance, but I didn't want to take the time to do it. I just did the fastest, simplest balance I could do that was actually a real balancing.
Yeah.
So there's nothing magic about the balancing that I did.
Right, okay.
That's just kind of the meat inside the sandwich that I shoved anything in there. I want you to get the slice of the bread on the outside right now, okay?
No,
so,
I understand
so
that.
I could have done a brain balance and then come back and done it. What I did is strengthened the goal, and it strengthened the pretest as well.
Okay, so just doing anything in the middle would have strengthened the goal and the pretense.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I strengthen the goal, I'm gonna also at the same time clear up those pretests.
Okay. Yeah.
And all I'm saying is that we're kind of broadening the base, not necessarily addressing that, but as we clear the major goal, it'll clear all those extra pieces.
Okay.
So we've made it more effective.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, by the way. We get down there and I test Betty, she turns her head to the side and it's weak. At the end, the post-test. Gosh, it didn't clear that. Oh, good. One more thing we need to do. Here, I want you just to rub these points like this. You know, turn your head to the side. You do the clearing for auriculars. So you never use a pretest that you do not know how to clear on its own. Okay? And if visuals are still out at the end, you rub, oh, we need to rub these points right here. So you're just kind of fine-tuning, making sure we cleaned up all the little pieces. Oh, now we got it. Good. But I will just tell you that it's only like one time out of 100 that you're not going to clear those pretests automatically. But I just want you to know so you don't, you know, come up saying, you know, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do now. Does that mean I failed or something? No.
So the mean in between was just identifying over energy on meridian.
Yeah, I did. That's just a balancing. See, yeah. I could have gone. I mean, what I would have done is you come into my office and I did that. Instead of doing those alarm points and tapping, which is just a nice little extra gift I just gave you guys, that's a real quick balancing.
Yeah.
You want to balance yourself real quick, as long as you remember the alarm points. If they're out, you just tap on them, okay, and then check them again. You know, that takes you, you know, 2 minutes to do a whole balancing. That's a nice balancing. But if you'd come in and we'd been in a session. We had done exactly what we did, but instead of this quick little balance, I would have gone to my checklist and I would have put in my priority mode. Everybody put in your priority mode. Do you remember what it is? Middle finger and the thumb joint right there. Okay, priority mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have gone down. Balancing processes, clearing processes. I would have gone down the list, see which one to do. I would have done that, and I would have kept repeating that process till nothing else showed up on the list.
Yeah.
Then I would have come back, checked the goal, made sure it was stronger, checked the emotion, showed you it was clear, and then rechecked any of the pretests.
Got it.
So all I did was gave us something in here, and I just want you to notice even that little something took her supporting energy from 42 to 86 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make some sense? I mean, hopefully my goal worked a little and I haven't confused
it. What's the difference in doing a quick and dirty and doing a whole thing?
The difference, I'm going to say, well, there's several. Part of the answer is what Janet asked before, which is, you know, doesn't it clear just when we notice it? Well, it doesn't always, okay? So doing a, all right, now let me tell you the truth first. Quick and dirty are complicated. The difference is if it works, there's no difference. Okay, in her case, it happened to work. You know, and I actually have some quick and dirty little things that would make that energy go from 86% up to 100% in another 2 minutes by just checking some more emotions and doing a few more things and a couple of statements. And it doesn't mean she's going to stay at 100%, by the way. It doesn't mean she's going to stay at 86%. She could go higher or she could go lower, you know, but right now at that point in time, that's where we are at the end of the balance. Okay, so having said that, the reason I like doing a little more complex balancing, there's several. Number one, it extends the degree of relationship that you have with the person you're working with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's more things to do. You spend more time together. You share more. You're more involved in the process. They have a longer time to assimilate that. Okay? So time alone with them helps to kind of change. It's like why we give homework. Why doesn't one time do it? Because we have old habits. So time changes some of those old habits. The second thing is some things actually benefit from having a physical experience that the person can actually experience on some level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, it doesn't matter, that something has changed. Oh, I actually feel the difference. Consciously or unconsciously, but I feel the difference. Oh, okay. So that increases certainty. It also increases the the reality of the target to which they're moving, okay? I have an experience of what it's like to be balanced to this. Okay, I know where I'm going back to. Sometimes there are specific energy blockages that need specific types of addressing. It's sort of like, you know, if you've got if you've got a vertebra that's out of balance, you know, you got a fixated vertebra, you know, you're not going to necessarily get it by doing, you know, the 14 muscle balance. You know, maybe the muscles will be balanced enough, they'll quit pulling it out of place, but if the vertebra is really fixated, you know, then it's not going to just relax back into place, it needs something else, okay? And by the way, that's what that little test for fixations will tell you, that there are fixations. It's spinal fixations, guys. Hmm. That test was designed by a chiropractor who was unable to do manual adjustments on some of his clients. And what he recognized is that by shining light on the pineal gland, a bright light on the pineal gland, preferably sunlight, which is why sometimes a heavy glass eye, close your eyes, look up in the sun, let it shine your face, okay? It actually helps the body release fixations. So just know that's where that came in, okay? So that actually has a physiological effect on the body that's difficult to achieve in any other way. So sometimes something that's out of balance requires a particular form of address so that it actually will respond to it enough that the body can then form a new pattern. Okay? So there are a lot of reasons that kind of go in those realms. The bottom line is, if it works, who cares whether it's simple, whether it's complicated? And there are lots of reasons that it could work with a longer or more complicated balancing. Some people, by the way, don't believe something is simple. You know, if you really go through 85 different things, they go, wow, you got everything. Okay, good. And that means they're willing to let it go. So play it any way you want to play it. But that's my long answer to that question. Yeah.
Did that dark piece of paper shut off the pineal gland?
Yeah.
So that created a fixation?
No. What it actually did is there's not enough energy stored up in the pineal to withstand darkness.
Oh, okay.
We ought to have plenty in there to withstand temporary darkness. And if there's not, with the eyes open, by the way, if you close your eyes, you expect it to be dark. That's not going to test weak. That's not the same as putting a black piece of paper, which is eyes open but seeing nothing but black, which is why it's real close to the face, okay? Mm-hmm. So that test, it's called fixations, by the way. It is in the big manual someplace. It's on one of the points in there. You'll be able to find it. It's also, I think, in the Touch for Health stuff. Did we do it in Touch for Health?
We didn't.
No, we didn't. Okay, all right. So fixations is in the big manual. Yeah.
If you decided to spend a whole bunch of time developing your night vision, would that affect anything with that fixation and pineal gland? Like if you spent, you know, if you really became adapted at living outside.
What I'll say is that you're gonna do a better job by having a healthy pineal gland.
Yeah.
You're not going to strengthen the pineal by spending time in the dark.
It'll make it easier for you to be out there and fight.
We're back to the same thing that Janet brought up earlier. The answer is not to work hard to correct the weakness. The answer is to get your life on purpose and strengthen the cause. Don't correct the effect, strengthen the cause. Okay?
Say it again.
Don't correct the effect, strengthen the cause. Meaning, obviously, strengthen the area that causes what you want to have happen, not strengthen the cause of a negative effect. But
and so the pineal gland would be strengthened by having more sunlight exposure?
Sunlight on the forehead. And by the way, the other piece about the pineal gland, because we don't always have sunlight, which is why, by the way, people suffer from SADS, that's seasonally affective disorder syndrome and stuff like that, which is why they get these full-spectrum lights to shine on their face and things like that.
Yeah.
The thing that's actually more powerful, get this, by the way, more powerful than sunlight is visualization.
Oh.
If you close your eyes and if you focus on your third eye, sounds like a meditation to me, and you visualize white light, strong, bright white light, expanding white light on that third eye, that will be more effective than sunshine.
Wow.
Now, in the absence of that, in the absence of sunshine, or to get people used to the concept of what am I focusing on, where am I focusing, oh, I want it to feel like it feels like when I'm out in the sun, okay? Or you can take a real strong little flashlight, stick it on their forehead, because that'll stimulate it. You can use any light as a focal point.
But closing your eyes and
but
visualizing.
But close your eyes and visualizing if, you, if you're used to the visualization. So you got to have some experience in the sunlight or with a light so that you know what you're looking for, and people don't always focus on the third eye, which is a little up, you know, so you're actually lifting your eyes up. It's the whole meditative thing. Okay? But you're releasing fixation. Fixed ideas, fixed opinions, old habit patterns, old belief systems, you're setting yourself free. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So that is a great clearing technique.
Mm-hmm.
You now know how to test for it. Hold a black paper or, you know, a black briefcase or the back of a black binder, anything black in front of their face. Fairly close, they're looking at it. Eyes open. If it tests weak, fixations are out of balance. And of course, if you're going to correct that, you'd always get the emotion, and then you'd have light on the pineal. Okay? So I used it for a pretest. Now I know why.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things you can use for a pretest. By the way, you could actually even use the alarm points as a pretest. I'm going to really stretch this now. We're not doing a touch for health balancing. We're going to do an energetic life balancing. We're not going to use touch for health. So you go through and you test the alarm points. Oh, that one's out, that one's out, that one's out. Okay, we'll check them when we're done. You do your whole balancing. At the end of the balancing, those alarm points will be clear. So that's a great pretest. You don't have to rub points, you don't have to hold anything, you know. You'll do the balancing, and you'll do whatever you do during the balancing. And by the way, there always is the possibility the 14-muscle balance will come up on the thing you're going to do and all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. But it still doesn't make any difference. When you're all done, you do the post-test, you're still going to check those alarm points, and go, wow, those were out before they're in now. So, you know, it's anything for pretest. So look at that list that I have there for some ideas. Don't choose things, again, you don't know how to correct. Because if it doesn't clear, then you want to know something that will clear it.
When you talk about the alarm point as a pretest, I get confused with the over and under energy, because we're only just testing the over energy. And
I would just test the over energy and leave it at that, you bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, and always if you've got a good goal, something's going to be out. Yeah. So I'm just trying to be creative and let you know there isn't a fixed formula, but I like pretests. I like them because they get the person engaged. I like them because they actually engage more of the energy and broaden the effect of the goal, of the balancing work that you're doing. And I like them because there's a little bit of sizzle and wow factor at the end when you clean them up. And you go, wow. My hands never left my arms.
Magic.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But doesn't it sort of, it seems to go against what you say otherwise about not imposing anything on it, just letting the body give the priority and everything. Because you're going, oh, I think she may have something to do with, you know, her receptivity, so we're going to check the auriculars.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am. By the way, that's where you get it out of your system. You know, because isn't it difficult to try, you know, once you know a few things, it's like you start to diagnose. You start to go, oh, I know this one, this one. I'll bet this is going to be out. Great, do it. Get it out of your system. So, yes, it does go against that. The difference is, though, that what I'm doing now is I'm checking, and I'm just kind of checking hunches, and I'm not making anything show up. But, yes, it is. I mean, if I were to start digging in and getting emotions on these and all, and really bringing that energy up in a way to bring it out to clear it, then I wouldn't want to do that because that's not necessarily in priority order. Most of these, you know, you're just going to check them, you're not doing anything, and you'll do your balancing.
So would you actually say, like when you were doing it with Betty, you were actually saying to us, you know, I expect she may have trouble, you know, Yeah. Like one of the things, like receiving whatever.
Yeah.
Would you even say any of that, or would you just?
Yeah,
like
I would
test?
Do it, but just a little bit different. I actually do, because again, I like their mind. See, I want us to get involved in this process more than a physical process. So
yeah,
I said, let me check
yeah.
a couple of things and see what else might be being affected by this. So let me have you turn your head side. Oh, now you notice there's a little weakness when you do that. That's called auriculars. It has to do with our receptivity. And yeah, it's about hearing things, but it's also receiving things. And so that usually indicates there's some blockage in our willingness or ability to receive good in our life or receive the things we want. They're usually going, yeah, okay, yeah, tell me more. Okay.
If it had been strong, you just would go on to the next thing.
Yeah, I think, great.
Anything.
So that's clear, terrific. So let me check this. I want you to just look with your eyes this way. You know, so that's out. Okay, so that might just be there's some visual component to this, you know. So somehow it may be affecting your vision, limiting a little tunnel vision, not quite the big picture. So yeah, I get them involved in all of that on a mental level as well. I did a little differently with you guys because I was kind of explaining before the fact, but I would just test a couple things and oh, that's clear, that's the, oh, there's one. Well, okay, so that just might mean some of this is involved. We'll just see what comes up during the balancing. So you're not saying that's what it is or anything like that. Just, well, that just might mean some of this is involved. Flip out the metaphor if you want to and just say, see what comes up in the balancing. And at the end, you're just clear. Sometimes, by the way, especially if you end up doing finger modes and stuff like that, you'll actually end up clearing several of the things that came up as pretests. Huh, well, there, it came up right there. So, yeah, obviously we need to do something about that. But at the end, there's still a couple pretests that didn't come up, and let me just check them and make sure they got cleared somehow. And we will do a lot of that. Remember I talked about priority testing. If you've got a list of things to do that are out of balance, you've checked them all, they're out of balance, put in priority mode, do the first, do the second. Sometimes there's no third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Right.
And that's just, I think it's nice for people to know. Oh, yeah, so when we pay attention to what your body has to say, we clear the key things, they clear everything else. See, we're teaching all the time by the experiences that we're sharing. So it's not so much... I'm actually lecturing you guys about this because I'm hammering it in. But the more naturally you do it with a client or with somebody you're working with, the more they just have an experience that makes the concept more real to them,
mm-hmm.
and it begins to shift their approach to life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So any questions on all of that? Diversion. Always fun diversion. Okay. I think that's actually enough for today. More than enough. We have a lot of pieces to go, but we have some. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to let that one go, and we'll pick it up next week. And so brain balance, I'm going to start with some of my very favorite ones, obviously. But next week we'll do the centering balance, which actually does a lot of the it does a lot of the chiropractic stuff without doing any adjustments, but it's working with the body to adjust itself. So I like it from that point of view. So we'll do a centering balance and some of the emotional things. The emotion tapping and neuro-emotionals and that kind of thing. So we'll do some of those things next week and we'll see what else. I know what I'm going to tell you right now. It's called, I'm going to mark it so I got sabotage programs. We're going to do next week. So centering balance, sabotage programs, emotion tapping, fight, flight emotions, and neuro-emotionals. We'll get all of those guys. That's good. And then whatever else we fit in. Okay?
Can I ask you about something?
Absolutely.
Last night I was in a situation where I walked in and I felt anxiety, but I had the sense that it wasn't my anxiety that I was picking up on.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a great opportunity to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to offer healing,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, don't take it personally.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it touched something mm-hmm. in you. And you had the experience. The fact that you actually thought, you know, this doesn't feel like mine,
mm-hmm.
might just mean, great, I'm conscious enough to notice it, so let me
mm-hmm.
do something to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you could relate to it enough to recognize it. It wasn't so big an issue that you were incapacitated by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great gift to you, but also a gift to the people that you're with. Now, what would I do? I mean, if it's just anxiety and you're in, I don't know what kind of circumstance, then it doesn't matter. Sometimes you can't just run around and do all your points and do stuff like that because it's not the kind of a thing you can do that in, okay? I mean, certainly if you had a moment, you know, you could do your switching points. Remember, five fingers on the navel, kidney points, these points here, you know, and you could do stress release points. But, you know, stress release is great for anxiety, but it's tough to walk around. You know, you got a headache, you okay? So here's another little gimme, okay? It's called holding your babies. That's what Betty Lou called me.
Oh.
Ring finger is emotional, okay, if you use your ring finger. Long 9.5, halfway between the 9th and the 10th point of the 9th and the 10th point of the lung meridian. So the on the fatty pad of your finger of your thumb base.
In the middle of that fatty.
Yeah, in the middle of it, okay? If you get a couple of fingers on that really lightly, that's why Betty Lou calls us holding your babies. It's kind of like, can you cradle that little chubby little pad on your thumb? Those points are equivalent to these points on the forehead. And I can walk around all night holding my babies.
And do both.
You do both hands if you can, one hand if you can't, you know, whatever. But I do both hands. It's just kind of like these are the points on the forehead. They're just down on the palms. Okay? And it's lung 9.5 or lung 9.5 if you look at acupuncture points. But and it's in the big book. But that's a stress release that you can do. That will help you be peaceful, and of course our peace radiates out from us so that other people then become more peaceful. But sometimes, by the way, we notice there's anxiety. Betty Lou does this all the time, you know. She'll be in a group. Well, there she's the group leader. She notices there's stuff that's around, and she'll say, you know, I don't know if you guys can feel it or not, but there's stuff going on here, okay? Well, you're not going to do that at a party, all right? But you can actually clear it for yourself and just be conscious of radiating peace. And this will help give you a tool so that what you do experience gets calmed down. So you then become kind of like the lightning rod. Great, let it all come in because I got a way to dissipate it. Because otherwise what we tend to do is we tend to feel it and then we shut it off. And right now, if it has no place else to go, then we might as well give it a flushing point here. So just hold those long points there and go about your business. The great thing also to do, by the way, if you're at the dentist and stressed about it, so hold your point, okay?
What was that again?
Okay, so that answer it all?
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's not going to be you a lot of the time.
It didn't seem like it was me.
We usually have enough past relationship to recognize it. And again, the gift is if we've cleared enough that we're not sucked in by it. That means we're available. That's the beauty, by the way, of doing this work, because you'll begin to recognize patterns that you used to display with regularity and with great skill. And you'll recognize them, and you'll have a lot more compassion, a lot more understanding. You'll be able to bring peace. You won't be reactive, and you'll again attract that energy for whatever part you can do in healing it. And you may actually have an opportunity to offer some clearing or some healing ideas. You know, these things, stress release points, these are all common sense little things that sometimes, for some people, man, I wish I could do something about you. One of the things that works sometimes is just to hold these points here, just really, really softly, or have her hold those points for you, you know, because that'll feel really good. And they'll try it, and then they'll do it. You know, I mean, regular old people who aren't asking for anything, you know, who just kind of have a thing, and you know some little trick. You know, sometimes when you rub this point, or sometimes when you tap this point, your energy comes up a little bit, you know, and you don't even have to give them the whole thymus spleen tap. Just give them the thymus tap. I mean, you know, people do that. They won't do this. So,
yeah, I'm not a monkey man.
Yeah, so take little pieces. Any other questions, thoughts, ideas? good day, good job. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I keep saying it, but it will get easier, I promise. Because I yawn too, yes.
I just noticed feeling quite lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
The brain map, since what we were doing last day.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm mentioning it for any reason, except that by mentioning it, I'm wondering if it might bring up something. You know, because it's fine, it makes sense, you know, all this.
Yeah.
It's I'm aware of that too.
Are you feeling
yeah.
the same thing?
Yeah. There's a lot of it going around. There's a lot of it going around, whether it's a brain balance, whether it's because it's almost 5 o'clock and we've done a lot of things today. You know, I take my responsibility for it. I didn't get enough sleep last night. And again, I told you before, I'm better now, but I wasn't as clear as I wanted to be. And I could still be clearer. I'm still working on my goal. You know, so I can take responsibility, but I'll take individual responsibility. But yeah, there's something going on.
Okay, and you're aware of that.
Yeah.
All right.
And the other, but thank you for bringing it up, because we're all aware.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we're all
I thought that I was
yeah.
the only one. You guys are all talking, and
no.
I feel like, yeah.
No.
My goal is about
having
more energy, so if I sucked it away, I apologize.
Okay.
No, my goal is about having more energy.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing okay right now. So.
Yeah, and by the way, remember that each of us, our goal, each of our goals is a goal for everyone here on some level.
Oh,
so we're each doing our own part. So if he has a goal to have more energy, he already had the experience of not having much energy. Well, as we're clearing that goal as well, in order to know that we have something to clear, we have to experience what it is we want to clear, okay? So that can be part of it. The other thing is that I have a really cute little cartoon that I remember in my mind, and I wish I had it, but I actually saw it in the window of a chiropractor's office. And it's this guy in his chiropractor's office. And it says, "Doc, don't tell me to relax. My stress is the only thing holding me together." And it's cute and it's funny. And a lot of times for people who are so used to being stressed, because stress equates to I have the energy to do it because I'll get the adrenaline, I'll get whatever it is. Stress equates to tension, which is like body and muscle tone, is like other kinds of, you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes when we actually let go of some of that stress, people feel kind of,
yeah.
It's like after a massage, you know, everything's totally relaxed and you go out of there like a wet noodle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that the massage weakened you, it's that it actually relaxed you, and we're not used to that. It's sort of out of context in my life. You know,
yeah.
I'll relax some other time. That's why when I have a massage, by the way, I want to make sure that I don't have anything else to do during the day. So, balancing sometimes will actually cause people to get sleepy or experience their tiredness, but in a different way.
Yeah,
than,
exactly.
Yeah, it's sort of like it's mellow, but it feels weird.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
yeah.
I must be tired. It's that kind of a thing. So, at any rate, that's just another, there's all kinds of possibilities.
My goal was I am in ease. And so I certainly totally feel an ease.
Yeah.
So I want to point that out.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. And sometimes, by the way, we do, actually you mentioned that, sometimes we do play the various poles. I'm tense, I'm at ease, I'm too much at ease, you know, and we work our way into finding our point of balance.
Yeah.
And so it's just great to be aware. And it's perfect, especially in this setting, to bring it up.
Right.
Because that helps us all be aware.
Right, and then we share that we were all feeling the same.
Okay, guys.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just good.
So,
amazing.
Good.
Very
good. I'll tell you in just a minute for that. Yeah, the big manuals don't have to bring those guys back, okay? And if you want a box, those really are all empty boxes under there, so you can have one to put it in to get it home. The homework sheets you can leave at home as well. And by the way, if you want to save me having to dig in my bag and hopefully not, you know, having enough and all, you can make a couple copies to bring with you so when we do these various processes, you have those available. But keep the clean ones at home. Okay.
Copies of our homework.
And then just bring back the balancing manual is what I'll call it now, the medium-sized packet.
Yeah.
That's the only piece we'll be using and referring to now, Mama Bear packet. The other thing is that thank you, several of you have put checks in, and I appreciate it. Again, I'm doing this on contribution basis, and I also, I'll put in just a little plug. It was my decision, and it's not your responsibility, but a contribution of at least $50 for the class would be really helpful because that'll cover the copies. But, you know, do what works for you, and that was my choice
Thank
and my
you.
Responsibility, but that's just to keep it in perspective.
Yeah.